Hey, French learners, welcome to French Pod. My name is Erica Tremonti.
And I'm Amri. Bonjour, Erica.
Bonjour. We have a newbie lesson, right?
Yeah.
So we're about to listen to a dialogue.
Yeah.
And we have maybe a couple.
A romantic setting.
Yeah, they're having a romantic evening with some wine, the fireplace. Let's just listen in on their conversation. But how about if we give maybe something we're going to hear in the dialogue to help the listeners?
Qu'est-ce qu'il y a?
Qu'est-ce qu'il y a?
Qu'est-ce qu'il y a?
And that means, like, what's wrong?
What's happening? What's wrong? Yeah, this...
Is everything okay?
Yeah.
Qu'est-ce qu'il y a?
Qu'est-ce qu'il y a?
Okay. Mm. Now we're going to listen to the dialogue, and it's okay if you don't understand it at first, because afterwards we're going to come back and tell you what they said.
Yeah.
So here it is three times, and we'll be right back to do the translation.
Dialogue first time.
Qu'est-ce qu'il y a?
J'ai mal à la tête.
Encore? Tu veux une aspirine?
Oui, s'il te plaît.
Dialogue, second time.
Qu'est-ce qu'il y a?
J'ai mal à la tête.
Encore? Tu veux une aspirine?
Oui, s'il te plaît.
Dialogue, third time.
Qu'est-ce qu'il y a?
J'ai mal à la tête.
Encore? Tu veux une aspirine?
Oui, s'il te plaît.
Okay, Omri, let's do the translation.
Qu'est-ce qu'il y a?
What's wrong?
Qu'est-ce qu'il y a?
What's the matter?
Qu'est-ce qu'il y a? J'ai mal à la tête.
I have a headache.
J'ai mal à la tête.
Oh, I have a headache.
J'ai mal à la tête. Encore? Tu veux une aspirine?
Again? Do you want an aspirin?
Encore? Tu veux une aspirine?
Again? Do you want an aspirin?
Encore? Tu veux une aspirine?
Oui, s'il te plaît.
Yes, please.
Oui. S'il te plaît.
Yes, please.
Oui, s'il te plaît.
Okay, let's get right into all these great expressions. There's so many great expressions. Let's start with the first one, which we already kind of learned before.
Mm-hmm. It's qu'est-ce qu'il y a?
Qu'est-ce qu'il y a? What's the matter? What's wrong? What's the problem?
Exactly.
It's pretty long. It really literally means what is there, right?
Yes, let's keep it simple. Qu'est-ce qu'il y a?
Qu'est-ce qu'il y a? What's wrong? What's the matter? So what is wrong with her?
J'ai mal à la tête.
Just a headache. J'ai mal à la tête.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
We'll start with, first of all, I have.
J'ai.
Simple stuff. I have.
Mm-hmm.
We'll maybe talk about that a little bit more later. What she has is what?
Mal à la tête.
Mal à la tête. So which part of that is head?
La tête.
And we use la for the. Because it's a feminine noun. So we
Correct.
Use the word la.
Yeah, la tête.
A tête ache.
Mal à la tête.
So what's the whole expression again? I have a headache.
J'ai mal à la tête.
Okay. Apparently, this is not the first time that she's had a headache.
Encore.
Again?
Mm-hmm.
Encore.
Not everything goes according to plan, so...
Apparently, yeah.
Yeah.
It seems he sounds a little frustrated, but he's still a polite gentleman.
Yeah, still nice, so... He wants her to feel better.
He offers her something.
Tu veux une aspirine, he asks.
Okay, so there's two parts. Let's start with the first part.
Tu veux?
Do you want?
Yeah.
And that's the verb vouloir, to want.
Mm-hmm.
We're just learning the you form. That's the informal you.
Tu veux?
Okay. Tu veux? All right, and here we have, what is it? What is the noun?
Une aspirine.
Okay, that's pretty clear.
Yeah.
And it's a feminine noun.
Yeah.
So we say... Une.
Exactly.
Okay, so she wants one. And she says, please here. What is it?
S'il te plaît.
Now, this is the informal way to say please, right?
Yeah.
What makes it informal?
S'il te plaît. Mm-hmm. And te, because she knows the person
okay.
who's asking her.
So the informal is because you know the person.
Yeah.
There's a more formal way to say please.
Yeah.
That we'll learn a different time.
Yeah. At the moment, please remember when you say
to your friends or your boyfriends.
Yeah, in your family.
Your mom.
Oui, s'il te plaît.
Okay. Let's listen to the dialogue three more times.
Dialogue, first time.
Qu'est-ce qu'il y a ?
J'ai mal à la tête.
Encore ? Tu veux une aspirine ?
Oui, s'il te plaît.
Dialogue, second time.
Qu'est-ce qu'il y a ?
J'ai mal à la tête.
Encore ? Tu veux une aspirine ?
Oui, s'il te plaît.
Dialogue, third time.
Qu'est-ce qu'il y a ?
J'ai mal à la tête.
Encore ? Tu veux une aspirine ?
Oui, s'il te plaît.
Okay, so we're back. First of all, we're going to talk a little bit about some grammar we had in the dialogue today. There's two things we're going to talk about. The first one is we learned today how to say I have, right?
Which is j'ai.
J'ai. Here we have a headache, but that can be used for anything.
Sure. J'ai une question.
A question.
J'ai une voiture.
Car.
J'ai une aspirine.
And that one you should be able to figure out because we learned all the words in that sentence today. So something else we learned today, we had some feminine nouns, right?
Yeah, two feminines, yeah.
And one of them we said la tête, and then we said une aspirine.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference between la and une?
Well, la, you can translate it in the.
The.
And une is a.
It's like, okay, so la means the.
Yeah.
The head, une. Aspirin.
That's it.
Easy stuff. So, Marie, would you get your girlfriend an aspirin and be nice here when the girls tell you they have a headache?
No, situation never happened to me, but... yeah, sorry.
Oh, that you never experienced this one.
Must be lucky, because I think it's typical for girls.
What do you mean? Like, maybe, you know, maybe she's getting a headache from the wine that they're drinking.
Yeah, after just one glass of wine. She could make an effort.
Well, maybe the boyfriend can make an effort to not give her wine if it gives her a headache every time.
He does. He goes and gets the aspirin.
Okay. So all you girls that want to be Henri's girlfriend, come to FrenchPod.com. And there you can also ask us questions about this lesson. If you have any at all, we'll be happy to answer you.
Any question.
So until then.
Bye-bye. Au revoir.
Bye.